Hello, this is Dwayne with more good stuff you really ought to know. What I'd like to cover this month is something called the overtone series. It's the sounds that a note makes as its vibrations vibrate through the air, for lack of a better term. This is nothing that you need to do, by the way. It's just, you know, helpful as a musician to know how sound works. When you play a note or sing a note or whatever, other tones vibrate in sympathy with that note. The note itself is called a fundamental, okay? And no matter what note you're playing, there's a fundamental, okay? And on the card I printed a low C. Let's say that that is the note you're playing, okay? The first thing that will vibrate, or it will vibrate the strongest, is an octave up, okay? And then the second strongest vibration is a fifth above that, okay? And then the third strongest is the octave above that, and then the third comes in. Okay, so now we have a whole chord, right? So in case you thought, perhaps, wondered why, you know, thought maybe chords were arbitrary, that, you know, some guy in history just decided, well, let's call these three notes a chord, or a major chord, okay? They're not. They're built into the nature of sound, okay? That's the way that sound works. Sound vibrates that way. And so it's not like somebody just arbitrarily decided to do it. That's the way it is. It's the way God created it. And so those are the strongest overtones right there. And then the next one is a duplication of the fifth. And then we come to a seventh. Okay, you wouldn't think that that would occur. I wouldn't think naturally that it would, but it does. That's the next one. And then the octave again, then the second, back to the third, then up a whole step, then the fifth again, then the sixth, and the seventh again, and then that note, which is, you know, in contrast with the seventh, because it's like a major seventh, okay? But it's very faint at that point. It's very, very faint. It's very unlikely that you'll ever hear that. But if sometime you're in a room, and I've had this experience many times as a musician, four guys will be singing, and, you know, in a quartet, say a cappella, and suddenly this sound appears. This note appears that nobody's singing, and people look at each other, who's singing that? Well, nobody's singing. It's part of the overtone series that's floating in. And by the way, the better or the worse people are in pitch, the less likely they're going to hear the overtone series, okay? In other words, the more accurate you are with pitch, you're going to have some neat overtones. And the human voice, by the way, defaults back to correct tuning, physically correct tuning. The scale that we deal with on the piano is called a tempered scale, which means that if you want to play in the key of C, that's really a compromise. The way they've tuned that scale is really a compromise to allow the piano to also play in the key of D flat, D, E flat, E, F, you know. So the tempered scale, it's tempered by the others. It's a compromise. It's, you know, it's like each scale can't have its own way if you're going to play in all those other scales. But the human voice in the human ear, excuse me, defaults to absolute temperament tuning. And so when you hear a great a cappella group, let's say Take Six, you've probably heard of that, six guys that are just unbelievably good but inaccurate. And when they sing, you hear a lot of you hear true pitch, for one thing, that it's not a tempered scale. And then you also, because they're singing truly on pitch, you hear all these overtones above them that you think maybe somebody's singing that part, but nobody's singing that part. That's just the overtone series. Well, that's just some good stuff you really ought to know if you want to become a good musician. Not that there's anything to do about it, but you just need to know about these things. So we'll see you next month. Bye-bye.